8:55 Eastern Time. And Columbia and its affiliated stations bring you Elmer Davis and the news.
So Brooke was taken by the British today after little more than 24 hours fighting, and all that is left is mopping up operations in the fortifications to the west of the town. The pattern of the attack seems to have been about the same as at Bardia, and it was made easier by the total inactivity of the Italian Air Force. The prisoners have not yet been counted, but apparently include almost all the garrison. Casualties seem to have been light on both sides, though one column of Italian prisoners going to the rear suffered heavily when it came under the fire of Italian guns of the inner defenses. In Tobruk, the British Navy gains an excellent harbor. Whether the advance is to be pushed further along the coast is likely to be determined, according to London reports, by the wishes of the naval command. In Albania, however, where the Italians have been strongly reinforced, the fighting is furious and without much advantage to either side. Around Tepelini, fascist troops are counterattacking with great vigor, but the Greeks say that they have not yielded any ground while their air force is vigorously bombing Italian supply columns. Beyond Clisura, too, there is desperate fighting, and correspondents on the spot say that many of the casualties on both sides are from bayonet wounds. Clearly, while the Italian counteroffensive has so far made no progress, it has effectively stopped the Greek advance for the time being. Clouds and fog have given most of England another day and night free of air raids. There were a few incursions today by single planes, and one or two have been reported over the eastern counties tonight, but it all amounts to little. The Romanian government, which appeared to have regained control of the situation last night, lost it again today, and there is much disorder and reports of serious fighting in Bucharest and in other parts of the country. Again, all telephone and telegraph communication has been cut off, and the only news that comes direct from Romania is from the nation's radio stations, which are held by the rebellious faction in the Iron Guard. Horia Sima, Iron Guard leader, has gone to Berlin, and it seems likely that he may hope to persuade Hitler to designate him as premier in place of General Antonescu. Reports come not only from Budapest, but from London that Iron Guard broadcasts are talking about restoration of the frontiers, which could be accomplished only with Hitler's permission, and this is hardly likely to be obtained. For the moment, the Iron Guard seems to have the upper hand, but whether the conflict will end in the establishment of a more extreme fascist government or in actual taking over of the country by the Germans does not yet appear. Meanwhile, the incident has had one unusual aspect. For the first time in weeks, most of the Balkan rumors turned out to be true. While all this is happening in Romania, Colonel William J. Donovan, the mysterious emissary of our government, is visiting the neighboring countries. He had a long talk with King Boris of Bulgaria today and moved on to Belgrade tonight. In Bulgaria, he lost his passport somewhere, but the legation in Belgrade is prepared to give him another, and from Yugoslavia he will return to Greece. The Japanese House of Representatives today declared its intention to support the government of Prince Konoe and to strengthen the wartime structure of the nation. Meanwhile, the government ordered a tax on bachelors and took other measures designed to increase the population to 100 million by 1960, in order, said the announcement, to maintain Japan's leadership in East Asia. And, of course, then they'll need more territory to take care of the increased population. The Japanese news agency Domei reports that Japan has offered to mediate in the border dispute between Siam and French Indochina, which has led to serious fighting in the last few days. Japanese military and diplomatic officials said that prolongation of this war was contrary to Japan's desire for peace, stability, and prosperity in East Asia. But it was indicated that the French would have to give up a good deal more territory than they had expected, and the whole affair looks very much like Hitler's mediation last fall between Hungary and Romania. Siam, if it receives an increase of territory through Japanese intervention, will naturally be much more closely tied up with Japan. In Washington, the House Foreign Affairs Committee heard two more witnesses opposed to the lease-land bill, Norman Thomas and Colonel Hanford McNider. Tomorrow, Lindbergh and General Hugh Johnson will appear in opposition. On Saturday, Ambassador Bullitt will speak for the bill, and this will end the hearings before the House Committee. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee will start hearings on Monday with Secretary Hull, the first witness, as he was in the House. And Senator Barkley, the administration leader, now predicts that it may take 2 months to get the bill through both houses of Congress.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.